Precision Ag, so accurate. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Farmer and Ceres imaging expert Kirk Stevie talked with me regarding how the technology that he represents can be very helpful to farmers in terms of the analytics of their fields.
In layman's terms, it assesses the plant health or vigor. If you're looking at some of the best parts of the field, that image is going to look really dark green and tell you that that's a really good part of the field. If you're in a poor performing part of the field, it'll be lower and look red. So it really gives you a sense of that variability out across the field and lets you know where the crop is doing really well, too well in some cases for wheat if you have too much nitrogen on it, and where it's not.
So your data show the farmer red means alert, means get out there to that spot and figure out what's going on?
In some ways, yes, and that's where it gets interesting. Precision ag's been around a long time, and I think a big knock against precision ag is that when growers would see red in their images, whether it's NDVI or chlorophyll, they're all looking at crop health. They look at that and say, well, no kidding, that's the drowned out spot that's always bad in my field, and so there's no action tied to that insight. We're different. We have analytics where we combine different products and we'll highlight stressed areas where you're expecting really high yield. And that's what sets us apart from some of the competition and what's been done in precision ag for the last 20 years here.
Ceres Imaging, CERES. This is David Sparks.